And now, the moment you've been waiting for, it's the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. This week, our Toy of the Week is Star Wars Clone Wars Waves 3 and 4. These are exciting action figures that weren't too plentiful. Wave 3 introduces 3 new figures. Wave 4 introduces 1 new figure. So, my notes tell me I didn't go over these before. If I am wrong, let's blame the government. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and grab these figures, be right back, and we're going to talk action figures. Okay, part of me thinks I may have said these before. If I did, forgive me for being redundant. My notes say I did wave 2, but skipped wave 3, and I know I didn't get to wave 4. So I'm going to go ahead and start with the Super Battle Droid, the Clone Training Edition. They took the 2008 Super The Super Battle Droid mold from a couple years ago, painted it in sort of a white and green color as a target practice training dummy from the episodes where the clone troopers like Domino Squad went up against a fake Citadel and basically kept losing. So it's kind of a training dummy figure. It only has one rocket launcher, but it looks good. The paint job is real nice. I wish I had more of it, but unfortunately it's one per case. It's in one case, and oh wait, it's in two cases. So never mind, you can get it in two different waves. And if you buy both waves, you will have extras. So that's exciting. Other new figures in this wave include... Who do we have? Ahsoka Tano in the scuba gear. This is a good one. She's an all-new sculpt. She has less articulation than usual. Like, there's no knee or ankle joints. She's got hip joints. She's got ball-jointed shoulders. And there's not a lot of movement going on, but she has a lightsaber. Actually, she has a couple of lightsabers. A disc launcher thing that really isn't any good, but the sculpt of the figure is just fantastic. One of the most frustrating things to me right now as a Clone Wars fan is that Hasbro's figures, the sculpt quality has never been better. The articulation is not so great. The prices are so-so. I mean, they've gone up a little bit, but the accessory count hasn't necessarily gone up. Some figures it has, some it hasn't. So the Super Battle Droid, it's a little weak. Ahsoka, it's not bad, but the sculpt's really good. The paint's really good. The face is much better than other Ahsoka figures. And I think you're getting your money's worth. She's got swim fins and goggles and all that stuff. So it's a well-made figure. It may not be everyone's cup of tea, but the leg articulation is good. And again, the sculpt and paint quality, some of the best work I've seen out of Hasbro. The third new figure in this wave is Clone Commander Wolf. This is the second Commander Wolf figure. This one does not have a removable helmet. Mine had a little bit of slop on it. He has a new sculpt helmet. And for all intents and purposes, is the Captain Rex body with limited articulation with a new helmet. It looks great. It looks really cool. I mean, as a display figure, it's wonderful. As a little collectible, it's great. If you're the guy who needs 14 points of articulation, this doesn't have it. But it's still quite nice. And it, like Rex, have overall nice deco. And I can't complain too much. And as you know, that's my sport. It's good. So Wolf, Ahsoka, and the Super Battle Droid and the Training Deco are your new figures in this wave, Wave 3. They're joined by repacks of Clone Commando Boss, great figure. Aqua Droid, pretty good figure. Obi-Wan Kenobi, great new sculpt. Snow Plo Koon, good repack. Anakin Skywalker, good new sculpt. Aayla Secura, reissue of a rare figure. Chewbacca, good repaint of the 2010 figure that didn't look so good. This one looks better. And Mace Windu, oh, with the Jango helmet bomb, that's a good one. And of course, Captain Rex from Season 3. Wave 4 doesn't have as many characters in it, but it does have one new character with Clone Commander Fox. Fox is not exactly painted correctly. The last Commander Fox was a Target exclusive in 2008. This new one is a mishmash of Commander Cody and Captain Rex parts. There's a lot of red. It does not match the character model on the packaging. I think it looks better as an action figure than it did on the show. He's supposed to have like a white soul patch chin thing going on, but Hasbro did not include that point of decoration. It still looks good. Very red, red arms, red thighs, red torso for the most part, white belt, white chest plate, some white stripes. Looks good. Holsters, blasters, yeah, you know what to expect. As a redeco, you're probably not crazy about it, but it is the final single-carded Clone Wars figure of 2012, unless Hasbro releases the 2013 line early. Originally, they said there were going to be 19 figures this year. It turned out that was a falsehood. It is, in fact, 18. And of those figures, many are repacks of previous year figures, which is really disappointing. As a fan, I just like new stuff all the time. You know, it's July and we're done already. It's kind of sad. But anyway, this wave also includes Wolf, Anakin, Obi-Wan, Yoda, Rex and the training super battle droid. It's a good wave. We have many of these waves in stock now. Search on this number to find all of the 2012 Clone Wars figures we have now. 37290. That number again is 37290. That's how our site is set up. It is magic. It is made by goblins, and these goblins do a fine job. I recommend these figures highly. They are not part of our Star Wars sale, but our Star Wars sale running right now is buy one, get a second 25% off on everything except for Star Wars action figure cases and Gentle Giant collectibles. So you can shop to your heart's content, save big on Star Wars. If we have single-carded Star Wars figures, you can get those You can get those buy one, get one 25% off, but cases right now do not qualify for the sale. Sale.entertainmentearth.com for more. Sale changes every Wednesday, basically technically Tuesday, Wednesday at midnight, and that's what I got. So follow me on Twitter for a good time, twitter.com/entearth. My name is Adam Paulus. I will be at Star Wars Celebration in a few weeks. If you have questions, you may tweet me on Twitter, and I will do my best to jot down notes and see if I can find you an answer for the podcast, or pretend that I know the answer, or tell someone that you had a question and hope that they tell me. So we'll do something. It'll be fun. You and I will go. It'll be fun. It'll be humid. I'll be the one in the Chewbacca messenger bag. So I'll see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the Olympics or a movie. Goodbye.